If you wish to cover the very best of Europe in a single trip, simply head over to Prague. Its rich history dates back millennia, and it is more or less the same as Paris in terms of its beauty. Those art galleries may not exude the charm that the Louvre boasts of, but they still offer spectacular displays of Bohemian art. Prague also has some of the best beer in Europe, perhaps the entire world, and is full of architectural delights that are sure to become a highlight of your Prague itinerary. The 1989 Velvet Revolution helped the Czech Republic to free itself from the shackles of communism, and this gave rise to a gem of a city that soon began competing with traditional European heavyweights such as London, Rome, and Amsterdam. Those hot summer months seem to attract people from all over the world, and you really feel like you're spending your afternoon with most of humanity. While many European destinations become subdued during the enormous influx of tourists, Prague somehow seems to thrive on it. The huge crowds never manage to take away the spectacular delights that await you on that 14th-century bridge or that breathtaking hilltop castle. And the larger numbers simply make pubs and bars even more happening. Once you're done with the cosmopolitan side of Prague, head over to the Volta, a beautiful lazy river that inspired one of the most beautiful pieces of music, Moldau by Smetana. Prague may be compact, divided into two by its picturesque river, but it has always offered enough space for everyone who bothered to visit. From Soviet agents to Habsburg colonists, cultures from all over the world were drawn to Prague, and yet the city manages to retain that traditional and old-world aura. Better yet, despite its traditional roots, no one bothers to look twice when couples embrace each other in public. They say that Prague feels quite rude, but if you believe in paying a price to enjoy good times, you might as well deal with that attitude. Just remember to catch your flight back home, or you might just decide to stick on and become a singer or a novelist in the city.